Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. In a situation that seems to keep repeating itself, there's been a shakeup in the management of the Park County Fair. According to published reports, events administrator Audra Jewell was relieved of her duties by supervisor Mike Garza just a few weeks before this year's fair. Jewell, who had worked for the county since 2016, has handled most of the preparation for this year's event, scheduled to begin July 27th. The reason behind her dismissal has not been revealed, and Jewell has declined to comment. At a special meeting Monday night, members of the Fair Advisory Board expressed frustration with the situation as it remains unclear what still needs to be done before the fair begins. Adding to the situation is the shortage of workers that has been affecting much of the country, including right here in Park County. It's the fourth time in the last 6 years that there's been controversy involved with the management of the Park County Fair. News from north of the border after a Bridger man has been arrested in connection with the Robertson Draw fire burning north of Clark. 55-year-old John Lightburn has been charged with starting the fire, which ultimately grew to over 29,000 acres, destroyed 21 buildings, including 8 homes, and at one point threatened the towns of Red Lodge and Bear Creek. Lightburn had been riding his motorcycle in an area of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest that's closed to motorized vehicles. After his bike became flooded, Lightburn was attempting to fix the problem when he inadvertently spilled fuel, which then ignited and touched off the blaze. He now faces both misdemeanor and felony charges in connection with the fire. At press time, there are still nearly 400 firefighters working the blaze and have made significant progress with 53% containment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Pal Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Pal Ace, in downtown Powell.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
A Cody man has been accused of raping his former girlfriend in Billings. Stephen White, 23, has been charged in the case and was arrested by Park County deputies on a warrant issued by Yellowstone County, Montana. White is accused of assaulting the victim last May at her home in Billings. The two had dated for 2 years, but the relationship dissolved in March of last year. The victim said that White had reached out to her and she engaged in conversation with him just to be polite. He then arrived at her home uninvited on May 17th, where the alleged assault took place. White is being held at the Park County Detention Center with a $75,000 cash-only bond. He is scheduled for a 9 a.m. Monday extradition hearing. A brief visit to Yellowstone National Park over the weekend left conservative political commentator Glenn Beck unimpressed and prompted him to say the world's first national park smells like a toilet. Beck spent the weekend in Wyoming for a wedding, and on Monday he posted a 30-second video he took while his wife was driving the family through Yellowstone. They were in bumper-to-bumper traffic on the way to Old Faithful. He added, if anyone is interested in going to Old Faithful in Yellowstone, they should instead stop at a convenience store, buy a bottle of water and a pack of Camel cigarettes. Then they should light the cigarette, take a deep drag, and hold it and fill their mouth with water. He then said, quote, next, blow the smoke and water in your children's face, throw the rest of the Camels at them, and rip the biggest fart you can muster. He also said Old Faithful smelled like a toilet and they were unable to see the attraction due to the thousands of other tourists in the park at the time. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.